Snarling cup of coffee. I like to start my day with a hot cup of coffee. I pound down the coffee. First thing I do every day as the sunning sun lights up my lonesome room. Yeah, but not just a simple cup of Java Joe, but a goddamn snarling, sarcastic, smarmy cup of coffee. I mean, we are talking about an alcoholic all speed ahead, always hot, always fresh, always there when I need it, angry. Attitude, talk to the hand, Z-tune, bad, badass, beats, breaking, beatnik, bluesy, bitter, bitchy, bombs away. Capitalistic, caffeinated up the ass, cinematic, communistic, Colombian grown, Costa Rican inspired, Cowabunga to the max, crazy ass, devilishly angelic, divine, divinely inspired, dyslexic, epic, extreme vetting, evil eye, expensive, erotic vision-inducing Ethiopian coffee house brewed, euphoric, freaky, freakazoid, foxy, Frenchified, kissed, French brewed, funkified, foxy lady, graphic, God in my coffee with Allah, Janice, Jesus, Kali, Buddha, Christian, Gerga, Hindu, Muhammad, Jewish, Jesus, and Mo, their friend, the cosmic bar maid, Sai, Baba, Shiva, Taoist, Zoroastrian, drinking my goddamn coffee in hell. Growling, gnarly, happy, hard ass, Hawaiian bless, high as a kite, hippie, hip, hipster, hip, hoppy, hot as hell, yet strangely sweet as heaven, jazzy, jealous, Kirak approved, kick ass, kick my goddamn ass to Tuesday. Kick down the doors and take no prisoners. Grown in the Vietnamese highlands by ex-Viet Cong. Guatemalan grown. Kiss ass. Illegal in every state. Imported from over the world. The goddamn world. Insane. Lovely. Lonely. Lonely. Lonesome. Maladolious. Mean. Old. Rotten. Motherfucking. Nasty, narcotic, never, whatever, never mad, never cold, not approved by the CIA, not approved by DHS, not approved for human consumption by the FDA, not your daddy's sissified corporate cup of coffee, not decaf coffee, not your Denny's truck driver week as brown water cup of fake coffee, not your establishment friendly cup of coffee, not your FBI coffee, not your fake herbal coffee substitute, but a real cup of coffee. Not your farmer's brother's diner crap. Not made in America for Americans, not safe for work. Not your Starbucks average, expensive, overpriced, crappy corporate chain cup of coffee. Not pretentious. Not White House approved. Not State Department safe. Nuclear. Not patriotic, operatic, peace coffee approved. Paranoid, pornographic, psychotic, pontific, politically aware, rapping and writhing, right here, right now, River City, rock and roll of the Yazoo, sad, sadistic, sarcastic, sassy, satanic, sissoid, shitty, silly, sexy, smarmy, smelly, smooth, snarky, snarling, stupid, stinking, sweet as honey, sweat inducing and symphonic, Trump can handle this coffee, vengeful, Wagnerian, wicked, with nutmeg and cinnamon swirls, with a hint of stevia, with a hint of vanilla, with a hint of rum, with a hint of whiskey, with a hint of cherry, with a hint of fruit overtones. With a hint of drugs spicing up the coffee, spindific, speeding, spindin, spurious, no substitute, survived the Vietnam War, the Iraq War, the Afghan War, the First and Second Korean War, World War II, the War on Poverty, the War on Drugs, the War on the Black People, the sexual revolution. Soulful as a summer's night in Motown, James Brown approved, T.O.P. approved, Berkeley approved, the coffee that Jimi Hendrix drank before he died, coffee that Elvis drank in his last breakfast, coffee that Barry White crooned as he drank his cup of coffee, and the coffee that made the white boy stand up and play that funky music. The coffee that made Johnny B. Goode play his guitar and made Johnny bet the devil his soul after he drank his morning cup of righteous coffee. And the coffee that made the Rolling Stones rock and roll. The coffee that your mother warned you against drinking. Coffee that Napoleon drank when he became the emperor of all Europe. Coffee that Beethoven drank when he wrote the Ninth Symphony. And the coffee that Mozart drank as he wrote his last symphony. Coffee that Lincoln drank before he was killed and Henry drank before he killed himself. Coffee that started the 60s and ended the 20th century. The coffee that Lenin drank as he spotted revolution, the coffee that Hitler and Stalin drank with FDR as they divided up the world after World War II, the cup that JFK drank before he was blown away, the coffee Jerry drank while driving cars with random celebrities and political figures, coffee that John Stewart drinks before he can have down of some foolish politico, cup of Arabic coffee Saddam drank the day he was executed, the coffee that J.W. and Cheney drank when they bombed Baghdad, the Indian cup of coffee that Bin Laden drank before 9/11, and just before the SEALs blew his ass to hell, the cup of coffee that Tiger Woods drank with his mistress while playing a $3,000 round of coffee in Sandy Lane Golf Course in Barbados. Last legal drug that says what drugs should do, the cup of coffee that Obama drank when he became president, Vietnamese, Vienna Brew, Wacky, Whimsical, Whiskey Fox, Tango Foxtrot, Wild, Weird, Wonderful, Wow, Yabba Dabba Doo, Yada Yada Yada, Zappa's favorite cup of coffee, Cosmic Coffee, and Zora's last cup of coffee, go to the last drop rolled into one simple cup of hot coffee. As I pour down that first cup of coffee and fire up my synaptic nerve endings with endless supplies of caffeine-induced Iranian-dancing chemicals, I face the dawning day with trepidation and mind-numbing fear. I turn on the TV and watch the swarming Newcastle's pontific hair lying through their teeth about the great successes the government is having, following the great leader's latest pronouncements. I want to go and scream and shoot the TV and run outside shouting, stop the world. I want to get off this fucking crazy planet. Earth does not care a whit about my attitude. It merely rallies and moves around the sun in its morning daily run as I sit down, the madness dissipating a bit, enjoy my second cup of heaven and hell in my morning cup of Joe.